Good morning, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Show. I am your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who I have given a key to my club, Andrea Tennis. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. Got a lot going on, a lot of fun, awesome things. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Doing even better now that Gossip Girl is out, and we gotta watch this episode. Yeah, Disney Plus is also out, so I've pretty much just been watching that for the last few days, so it's been pretty good so far.
Ooh.
How about you? Besides just wooing, has anything else happened to you?
Not really, just a ton of school stuff, and yeah, that's really about it. I do not have a lot going on.
Wow. May you repeat that again, because I don't believe the person in the back row heard you. You have nothing going on? Wow, that's crazy.
Correct.
So, speaking of something not really going on, is going to be this episode, because I don't believe either of us have much to say for Gossip Girl. We watched Season 4, Episode 3, The Undergraduates, and this episode got a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, which is average for this season of Gossip Girl. Having a quick look at it, 7.6 is pretty much the average. The worst was 7.2, and the highest was an 8.1, which is funny because like its best episode of this season was not even close to the worst episode of the last show we talked about. So
wow,
quite a bit of a downgrade this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like this will most likely be our shortest podcast we've done thus far because. This episode, and honestly, I know nothing about Gossip Girl whatsoever, except for it has a super hot cast. But other than that, I felt like this episode was a huge clusterfuck. I had no idea what was going on besides the fact the girls are going to their first year of university and they were trying to get into this club, but there were so many backstories that I was completely lost. And yeah, I had about zero idea of what was going on most of the time.
Yeah, when I hear ensemble cast, I think of the six friends from the show Friends. I think of the five friends from How I Met Your Mother. I think of the study group of seven people from Community. I do not think of a show like this that has, what was it, a cast of 146 people probably, just... multiple storylines. This was a 42-minute episode, and I feel like maybe the most we focused on one person was the central two characters. We probably only spent like 6 minutes with each of them. Like every person got like 30 seconds each. There's just so much they had to fill us in on.
You know, I really felt like from watching this for the first time that it was kind of like a soap opera. Like, that's kind of how I felt like they jumped around scenes in this. I don't know about you. I don't know how many soap operas you've watched, but this definitely felt like I was watching All My Children or something.
Yeah, believe it or not, I have never seen a soap opera, and I've never seen this. So maybe that's why. Maybe they're one and the same.
Probably. We did come out of it with one fun fact. One of the actresses from Quentin's favorite show is in this episode, which I thought it was fun when I saw her.
You say favorite show. It's not even in my top 10 shows. I don't know why this is the label it's getting. No, there was no one from Breaking Bad in this show. Ignore Andrea.
It is up there. It's a show that he likes. I don't know why he's downplaying it so much right now. But from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we had... what's her name? Because I don't remember.
I don't know either. I haven't seen the show in over a year. I don't love the show, so I don't know why you keep saying I do. One of the female cops from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is in this show, and she definitely got an upgrade. I don't love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I love it way more than this. And yeah, I've seen none of this show, and I've also seen none of Gilmore Girls, and I thought they'd be pretty similar shows. No, they're pretty different. Mm-hmm. I guess they're kind of similar in a way where if you took the cast of Gilmore Girls, multiplied the cast by 20, and subtracted their ages by 20, it's kind of the same show.
kind of. But I would rather watch Gilmore Girls than I would watch Gossip Girls again. Maybe if I watched it from the very beginning, I would understand a tad more of what was going on. But it was really hard to pick up anything.
Yeah, I didn't really like either, but if I had to choose, if the question of would you rather is would you rather watch an episode of Gilmore Girls or an episode of Gossip Girl, I would take Gilmore Girls any day of the week. They got the hot mom, they got the ugly looking teacher. At least they had storylines.
The only good thing was, like I said, the cast was very attractive. Most of the characters I found to at least be like appealing to look at.
I only found one person attractive, but that's because I equate personality to looks. So maybe as soon as I see them in a scene, I go, oh, wow, this person's cute. But as soon as these people started talking, I hated all of them. So to me, they're all ugly except for one very attractive and very kind-hearted individual.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we could talk about the central storyline. And because there were so many people in this show and so many storylines, I don't know any of their names except for one. So I just wrote down nicknames for all of them. And plus it makes it easier for you guys. I think nicknames are easier to go by.
My goodness, I can't wait to hear these nicknames.
So it focuses on Main Girl and Main Blonde Girl.
Their names are Blair and Serena.
Main Girl and Main Blonde Girl are their actual names. And they are both trying to get keys into a house full of hot girls. I didn't see Hugh Hefner there, but it's basically the Playboy Mansion of the show, where it's just a bunch of hot girls wearing skimpy outfits thinking they're all that shit. So there's also another character called the Bitchy Blonde Girl. And the Bitchy Blonde is trying to break up those two main best friends by having the main blonde not make it into the house because she fucked her ex. That's basically the main storyline. She has the main girl lie to the main blonde girl about hanging out, and you think she's winning until, psych? Both main girls reveal that they faked a fighting video and they exposed the bitchy blonde. I don't know, and that was pretty much the whole episode. It was some weird fake out.
Yeah, and then there were tons of little things going on in the background, like the really cute attractive guy had a baby, and then he found out the baby wasn't actually his, and the mom came back. And then we had the other storyline of this other guy coming back from France with this girl and having to get reacquainted with his family because he did, like, I guess a lot of bad things in his life. There were just little things sprinkled here and there.
And the only connection with all these stories and all these people, I guess most of them know each other, but the main connection is Gossip Girl, which is basically the Google of this made-up universe where they all just live and breathe by Google/Gossip Girl. They always check their phones to see what's new in Gossip Girl. And it's just this blogger that's apparently the next coming of Jesus, because everything this person posts is gold. But you never know who Gossip Girl is, right?
I was honestly kind of confused about what Gossip Girl was. So I'm kind of glad you cleared it up a little bit for me. It's just kind of like a Google search blogger.
I was just joking about it being similar to Google. It's nothing like Google besides the fact that everyone uses it. Okay. That's the only similarity. It's just a blogger, just someone that blogs online.
I was gonna say they had videos on there, so yeah.
But every single person follows it. It's insane. It'd be like, I can't even think of a blogger that's remotely famous in real life, because there is none. There's nothing famous about being a blogger. You have like maybe 1,000 followers that read your blogs and that's it. But yeah, this person, every time Gossip Girl posts a video or a post, the second it's posted, everyone pulls out their phone like, ooh, gotta read the next Gossip Girl. Like, she's literally Jesus in this story where every word she says is gospel to everybody. Like, they just take it for what it is. And at first I thought it was the main girl, but then Gossip Girl turned on her and exposed that she lied to her friend when she was at the party. So it wasn't her. Mm-mm. But apparently the main girl has ins with Gossip Girl because Gossip Girl helped fake the fight. I don't know what's up with Gossip Girl. What's the rules with this? apparently everything she says is gospel because everyone believes it to be true. That's why every time something's released, they're like, oh, wow, my best friend lied. She's not at her house. She's at a party without me. Oh, no, the whore. But then the last time Gossip Girl was in the episode was lying about a fake fight. So how come all of her stuff is taken for granted, but it's also lies?
Or maybe Gossip Girl is a whole bunch of bloggers, but they say they're one blogger, so they're kind of like everywhere at once. And that's how they got the scene of Blair lying to Serena whenever she was actually with those girls. And then that's how they got the fight scene as well.
My best bet for Gossip Girl and their identity is, I guess it could be that, but that'd be lame if at the end of the show they're like, and Gossip Girl was everyone. And wouldn't all bloggers be able to know where each source is coming from? And wouldn't they know that the fight was faked? I think Gossip Girl is probably this nerdy virgin kid that has a thing for Blair, the main girl. So I think it's some nerdy virgin boy that's into the main girl. And since he's all nerdy, he's able to hack into anyone's phones. And that's why he's able to get all this information. I think he's able to hack into people's phones. Kind of like Big Brother. Any piece of technology he can use to see things.
No, I definitely think Gossip Girl is a girl.
Okay, well then it's a virgin girl that wants to bone the main girl. It doesn't matter the sexuality.
Okay, that's fine. I just think they're a girl.
Yeah, so since there's footage everywhere and they're able to see everything, apparently, it's got to be someone that is just able to access all cameras. I don't know how, but maybe they explain it. Maybe nobody cares, because I don't. So, everyone on the show is unlikable, as I've already said to Andrea. I'm going to quickly go over every single person that I've remembered at the top of my head and what they did in this episode to be so unlikable. Maybe this episode should be called The Unlikables, not The Undergraduates, because no one was really enjoyable at all. I hate everyone. So we had, the only person I remember was Chuck, and that's because he tried to sleep with a 14-year-old, so he's a fucking creep.
He tried to sleep with Jenny, yeah.
And then there's old blonde girl, who is his mother or some old woman that supports him. You have the young blonde girl, who agrees to date him. After hearing all these horrible things, she's like, oh, you tried to rape a woman? Haha, Chuck, you're so cute. We should date. So they're dating now. And then there's main blonde girl. She cheated on someone. I liked her until they said that. And I went, oh, congrats. You're on the I don't like you now list. And then we have bitchy blonde girl. Well, she's just a bitch. There's nothing else to say. Then all the other key girls, the girls that walk around with keys like it's their life's work. They're all sheep, so nobody likes them. Then there's the main girl. She thinks she's the shit. She thinks she's so superior to everyone. She talks to her best friend, the main blonde girl, about how, oh, I'm so superior to you. That's why I got invited to the house and you didn't.
Yeah, that was really shitty.
Yeah. And then she also talked to the young blonde girl about how her hands are peasants. You should get gloves to cover those peasant hands of yours. Okay, main girl, calm your shit.
Oh, that made me mad. I remember, so Chuck's girl, she said that too. That was right.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm pretty sure she was so shitty to that girl is that I'm pretty sure Chuck's her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still, if, like, you met my ex-girlfriend, would it be justified for her to look at you and be like, those peasant hands of yours better be covered by gloves. You're so disgusting. No.
That'd be weird.
It would be weird, yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, it's not justified because she used to date him. She needs to calm down. And then speaking of calming down, the last person was Crazy Girl who stole her child back because of some weird sex on a beach or something. I don't know. All these people are unlikable. And speaking of the child, this leads to the only rootable and sexy person in the entire show, and that is Baby Daddy. Which I like that guy.
Wasn't actually Baby Daddy. She lied that he was Baby Daddy.
But, I'm aware.
Okay. I'm just saying. But I don't know if anyone out there is Harriet the Spy fans, but this was Harriet the Spy all grown up.
The fuck's Harriet the crazy Spy?
You have to look her up. I don't remember her name.
Don't watch any of those then, guys, because she sucked. So
most people probably already have.
So Baby Daddy and his new roomie, those were the only two likable people. I liked them both. They had a healthy relationship. They were adorable. They were so gung-ho on moving in together and looking after this baby. Just great. I love them both. They're the only reason why I didn't kill myself during watching it.
He's so dramatic.
That's all my notes. What do you got, Andrea?
I have nothing. I literally took zero notes because I literally will not watch this again unless we put it back on the wheel and it comes up again.
But yeah, this episode made no fucking sense to me. Yeah, 42 minutes of just nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know how many seasons they made of this, but I don't see how it lasted as long as it did. I'm pretty sure it made like at least 6 seasons, and I have no idea how.
They made 6 too many.
Yeah.
They should have never made this show.
Nope.
So, Andrew, would you rather get denied a key to the Playboy Mansion or watch another episode of Gossip Girls?
Probably get denied a key. I'd totally be fine with that.
Yeah, as much as I would love to be in the Playboy Mansion with a bunch of hot girls, this show is that bad, I'd rather just not go to the Playboy Mansion.
Wow. So
I will stick with that. And as for the game we play with the films and 4 characters, I don't know any of their actual names. I only know them by my fake names, so I couldn't look them up.
There's a site called IMDb.
Yeah, and I went to it, and I would click on them, and I couldn't remember who they each played, so I couldn't do it. I tried, but it was impossible.
Don't they have their characters' names underneath them?
Yes, but like I said, I don't know their names. I only know my version of their names. So I found Chuck, and Chuck didn't really do anything, so I was like, well, this game's ruined. I should have switched the game for what 4 things did Chuck do? I don't want to look too much into it. I want to be away from this episode. Gossip Girl will never make it back on the list. Mark my words. Anyways, Andrea, we are now going into picking the next show, and it is your turn to pick one. What show are we adding to the list? Disney Plus is out, so maybe you want to pick something from there.
That's what I was going to say. We're going to start picking some stuff from Disney Plus just to kind of get some more shows out there. And I have decided to go with a throwback show and do Even Stevens. It was one of my favorite shows growing up, so I thought it would be just a good one to throw on there.
So there you have it. We got a new show added to the list. I'm going to put it back into the generator here. Now, out of the 15 shows that we have here, do you have a prediction as to which one we are going to be watching next?
I feel like it's going to be something different.
Obviously, it has to be different. Gossip Girls has been removed.
Well, obviously. Yeah, so obvious. I'm going to go ahead and say Kitchen Nightmares.
God, don't even tease me with that. I wish we got Kitchen Nightmares. That's the dream. But out of all of these shows, and just looking at the past, we have gotten, what is it, Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girls. What was the show you recommended on the show? The Ranch. I feel like we've gotten all of these, like, crappy drama shows. So I'm going to pick the next crappy drama show that has not been picked yet, and I think we're going to get Dawson Creek.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Plus, we've all said Schitt's Creek, so I feel like Dawson Creek is just the last one, the last outlier of all these ones that we've had so far.
Let's go. Let's see what we got here.
We are going to be watching Paw Patrol.
Oh my god.
Oh, we got a good one. We got Paw Patrol.
Oh my god.
If you guys haven't seen the Fictional Dog Ranked podcast, should check it out. Andrea was very harsh on Rocky. She called him a little bitch, which was very rude.
I don't think I called him that.
You did. You and Cheyenne both said that he's too much of a bitch to be on the list because he's a little pushover.
I'm pretty sure it's probably Cheyenne that said that.
Nope, you both did.
Okay, I'm going to re-listen to it.
Oh, yeah, re-listen, as in you listened to it already?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't remember saying that. That's why I'm arguing it.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so you listen to that, and we will be watching an episode of Paw Patrol. Hopefully we get one with my boy Rocky.
Because that's the whole reason he put Paw Patrol on this. Wow, I think this is the first cartoon that we've got to.
Which is good. I want some cartoons in here. This is one of the shows that has two mini episodes for each episode. So we get to watch two little episodes.
Yes. That's exciting. Wow.
So that's twice the amount of chance we can get our boy Rocky in it.
Woo!
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is a lot of Paw Patrol episodes. I'm trying to count it down right now. Perfect. So there are 150 episodes of Paw Patrol. Right on the dot. 150.
Woo!
Hopefully you get one of the OGs. Those were the ones I watched. I watched these with my little sister all the time. And then I only saw the first two seasons. I didn't realize they kept going. Alright, so we are going to be watching episode 78.
Ooh.
Oh, look at that. And it is going to be, so episode 78 is the finale of season 3. Which I don't think finales mean as much in these shows. I don't think they do anything huge for them. It's not like Friends or Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones where they have some epic moment. We got Pups Save Their Floating Friends and Pups Save a Satellite.
Oh, that's going to be very exciting. Very good. Wow, can't wait. Going to get some popcorn for that.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that is it for this episode. If you guys want next week, you can listen to us talk about our boys Rocky and Chase and Marshall and Sky and Rubble. And that's all I remember. But still, 5 out of 6, not too bad. Whoever's the 6th one, I'm sorry. But that is it for this episode.
Yeah, I'm sure they're listening to this podcast and that one's like cussing you out.
Yeah, the 6th dog is just crying inside.
Basically, it's pissed. Anyway, yeah, well, we'll go ahead and let you guys go, and we will see you next week.
Bye.